Your one-stop shop for the world's best new music. 2009 on Triple J.
From tomorrow, we are featuring a brand new one, and it's the fourth album from Canadian punks Alexis on Fire. They got together almost a decade ago, and in the time between this album and their last, nearly all the members of the band have been busy working on other projects, including Effed Up, The Black Lungs, and for one of the lead singers, Dallas Green, a quieter project called City in Colour, which you might have seen tour as a part of Soundwave recently. I got on the phone with Dallas just a little while ago to talk to him about this brand new Alexis on Fire album, Old Crows, Young Cardinals, and I asked him how working on various side projects had helped the band when they reunited for this latest album.
We took a long time away from it. I think I kind of needed that because I wasn't over being in the band, but it was like after touring for so much with Crisis, it didn't seem like I had any ideas to bring to the table when it came to trying to write like an Alexis on Fire song. So when I finally went and made a record and did some touring and stuff and then came back and picked up my guitar and tried to play it loud, like riffs and ideas started just pouring out of me.
We could expand with bloodshot eyes, the color label still clinging to our hands, filled with a warped intentions, try to wash those filled with foreign sands, the laughs in our loud faces, it shows a world that we can see. So now while we bleed in hand, we're gonna pass for birds of dream.
What about the oppositions going on in the album's title? Old Crows, Young Cardinals. What's all that about?
Well, we originally were going to call the record Young Cardinals because one of the first songs written was Young Cardinals. But then we wrote the song Old Crows really late in the game. Like, it was one of the last songs we wrote before we went to record. And when it came time to actually record the vocals, I was going over song titles and stuff. And I had mentioned a line about crows in the song, and then George sort of started basing his lyrics around the same thing. And then he was like, let's call it Old Crows, and I said, well, we can't name the record Young Cardinals and then have a song called Old Crows, you know, like. And then George was like, well, is Old Crows better than Young Cardinals? And I was like, it might be. We had already mentioned in interviews that we were calling it Young Cardinals, and we were like, oh, well, we can't switch it. So then we just decided we were going to call it Old Crows, Young Cardinals, and especially because a lot of the songs on the record have this like sort of contrast between dark and light and good and evil. And
but it's interesting though, the opening song on the record, Old Crows, has you guys, you know, screaming about not being the kids that you used to be. Is it about that shift of growing up, you know, not only in terms of the music you make, but as individuals? Do you feel as though you've taken a big step forward from the last record in 2006?
I think so. I mean, two of us are married now, and we have houses and things like that, and we're like, we're adults, you know? And I think that line is a lot, it has a lot to do with sort of like making a record and not really caring about anything but the record, as opposed to like, you know, George isn't screaming on this record really that much. He's kind of singing more, you know? I think last year, or last record, if we had came up with that idea, we wouldn't have done it because we were worried about alienating fans, you know? But now we're older and we just want to make music that makes us happy. You know, that's why the line is, we're not the kids we used to be, stop wishing for yesterday. And I think that's to all those people who get mad that bands change or evolve and things like that. I think that's what that line is for.
You guys just filmed the video for Young Cardinals, I guess one of the title tracks, at Niagara Falls, which sees you guys boating towards the falls while playing on the deck of the boat. It's a pretty crazy video. It looks amazing. The whole time I was thinking, and I know that people do mime when they're doing videos, but I was wondering about the electricity pulsing through the boat and all that water and mist. Were you ever in danger as you're filming this video?
Well, I kind of thought about the cameramen because, I mean, they're battery powered, but still, like, I thought, the water's got to get into those really expensive cameras, and all they had was plastic wrap wrapped around them, and everything seemed to work out, and we had the music playing through a stereo system so we could hear it while we were sort of singing along and doing that stuff with all the kids. A couple of times I thought, wow, we're getting really wet here. I don't know if this is such a good idea, you know? But it looks great, and it turned out awesome, and yeah.
This is another one of those oppositions about growing up, a cool idea, but then because you're an adult, you're worrying about the safety of it.
Exactly. Especially me, because I'm the oldest and I'm like the mom. I'm like a cranky old mom.
Well, you did do an open casting call for fans. I was tracking back through the news part of your website and I could see that you'd asked people to come along without giving too many details away. Was everybody who turned up for it once they knew what they were in for?
Yeah, but it was funny because we went through the falls once. So, like, the first time we went through, we all got really wet and we kind of went back to the dock to go have lunch. And one of the girls was like, yeah, that was really fun. And I said, well, wait till later when it gets colder. And she was like, we're doing it again? And I was like, babe, we're gonna do it probably six more times. And she was just like, oh, my God. And I was like, oh, yeah, get ready.
Someone told me that something else happened on that shoot, something about a floater in the water.
Yeah, the thing is with Niagara Falls, it's kind of like a, I guess famous isn't really the right word, but it's a pretty famous suicide spot, just as like the Golden Gate Bridge is. Because it is what it is, people tend to want to take their lives there. Sometimes bodies get washed out. I guess we were talking to the people about it, and I guess sometimes bodies get washed out, and sometimes they just sort of show up every once in a while. And yeah, one just showed up, and the police had to come and go get it. And that was a little bit of a lull in the day, but...
Yeah, well, it'd be hard to go back to making a fun video clip after spotting a dead body bobbing around your boat.
Yeah, nobody was too freaked out, thankfully, and we got on with the day. But it was kind of weird at first, obviously, because, you know, I just felt sort of awkward because we're doing this thing, it's fun, and all the kids are there, and then here this poor guy is, and, you know, who knew what was going on with him and why he decided to do what he did. But it was just one of those sort of moments that you never think you're going to be faced with.
The best new releases of the week, 2009, on Triple J.